Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to this week's show. I want to send a big shout out to one of my email subscribers, Mary, for giving me the idea of recording this episode for you, because she found that when she was first diagnosed with celiac disease, that there were a number of other foods that were causing digestion issues for her. And she shared that with me and suggested that this would be a great topic for a podcast. So thanks so much, Mary. And we will be sharing 15 of the different foods that are actually gluten-free that could still be causing you digestion issues. So obviously, when we talk about things like this, it is up to you to make the decision what's right for you and your unique body. You may need extra help and support in this area, and that's something I'll mention at the end of the episode a little bit further, how I can help you. But this is just an overview of 15 of the main types of foods that you might want to look at cutting out and working on. Now, the first one is fried foods. You may find in the very early days that fried foods don't sit well with you. You might find that they make you feel very uncomfortable. So fried foods may go straight through you. Creamy, buttery types of foods may feel very heavy and make you feel a bit ugh. So you may need to look at cutting those out for a while, just while your body heals. And when I say in the beginning, this can also be if you've been accidentally glutened years on. So when you are years on from getting your diagnosis and you accidentally get gluten, your digestion system gets hit for six, doesn't it? You have to heal your body again and you have to get back on track. Some people, they feel rubbish for a couple of days, some people a couple of weeks, some people a couple of months, and it can take quite some time for your body to heal again. So these might be some areas that you need to look at for you personally, on which foods still give you a little bit of an upset tummy, still cause bloating and gas and things like that. And you might want to look at cutting some of these out just to see how you feel. Another one is citrus foods. So citrus foods, as wonderful as they are, they can cause stomach upset to some people. So it's worth looking at different types of citrus fruits and working out whether they react to your body. Artificial sugars. I personally would recommend that if you have artificial sugars, that you cut them out completely and forever, because they are bad in general. I'm not normally one for good and bad, but in artificial sugars, I'm going to just give them a flat no and say that they are bad, because there is no possible goodness that you can ever get from artificial sugars, and they do react with a lot of people. So I recommend that you cut them out and replace them completely. I wouldn't even say once your body feels back to normal to reintroduce them, because they are terrible and I don't even know why they're part of a human diet at all. So if that is something you don't know much about, I highly recommend that you look into that and learn more and educate yourself, because yeah, artificial sugars are terrible. All right, the next one is too much fiber. So this is an overall generality, I guess, to talk about too much fiber. If you have too much fiber, that can also be very heavy on your digestion. We need fiber, but I'm talking about too much fiber. So this could be too many whole grains, too many vegetables, not prepping your fiber correctly. So it's about working out that balance for yourself. So you might have heard me talk about in the beginning, I could not tolerate brown rice. I found that brown rice was very heavy on my body. I found that it made me actually feel like I had been glutened. So it's about learning what works for your unique body. Some people say that they can't tolerate quinoa, but when you prep quinoa correctly and you cook it and, you know, you make sure that you've done the preparation that helps you to digest the quinoa better first, then you might find that you are fine with quinoa. But if you're not prepping it in a way that makes it easier to to digest, then you may struggle with it. So it's one of those things. It's about balance. It's about learning what your limit is, learning how much is right for your body. And you know, you might never be okay with quinoa, or you might be okay with a little bit. So it's about learning more about your unique body and figuring out what suits you. All right, the next one is beans. So beans of all different types. So some people find, again, they're very hard on their digestive system. They find them hard to tolerate, hard to break down. So you might need to cut out beans for a while, or just cut right back and only have a very small amount. Cabbage and cruciferous vegetables. These can be very gassy types of vegetables. They can be very hard on your body if you find that you do get, you know, a bit of gas, a bit of bloating from them, you might want to cut them out. It's fine to cut them out completely for a period of time. There's so many other vegetables that you can eat that aren't as hard on your digestive system. So I recommend that you keep track of what you're eating, figure out how you're feeling around different foods. When you keep track of what you're eating, you'll start to see a pattern of when you feel heavy and bloated and gassy, you'll start to be able to look back at what you've eaten and figure out that pattern and see what is and isn't working for you. All right, the next one is fructose, just fructose in general. So many people find that they also have a fructose intolerance. So you might find that that's another area that you need to work on. So unfortunately, yeah, fructose is quite common to have digestive issues from. So worth looking at as well. Another one is spicy foods. So you might find that when you eat spicy foods, your body can't tolerate it. It's harsh on your digestive system. So again, cutting it out completely for a little bit of time while your body heals, or just not having it, it's up to you. But it can be harsh on your body. So yeah, it's spicy foods in general. The next one is nuts. So many people find that nuts are also hard to digest. Again, you can actually prep nuts so that they are easier to digest. You might have heard of soaking nuts overnight, and that makes them easier to digest. So that might be something that you want to look into further and learn a little bit more about as well. But in the beginning, that might be something that you need to cut back on or cut out. All of these things that we're talking about today, you may need to cut it out completely or just cut back on. All right, the next one is dairy. And we're not just talking about lactose-free, because you might have heard me talk in the past about how many of us get secondary lactose intolerance. And once our body heals, then we can usually go back to having dairy. But I'm talking in general about dairy. So all dairy in the beginning may be something that's worth cutting out completely and seeing how you feel with that. Dairy can cause lots of issues for many people, and it can actually be from a very young age right through to when you're an adult. So again, looking at what works for you. The next one, many people don't like to hear this, but unfortunately coffee is another one. So coffee can be a hindrance for many people. As much as many of us love coffee, it can be harsh on your digestive system. Some people find that if they have a coffee in the morning, it goes straight through them and they are on the toilet within no time. So again, you know, a coffee for you, you might have to have it after you've had some food, or you might have to have it a little bit later in the day. It's working out when it works for you, whether it does work for you, or whether it's something you need to take a little break from for a while and have something different that still has the caffeine in it. So you have your caffeine hit, but you might be taking it from somewhere like a green tea, somewhere a little bit of a more gentle option. All right, now the next one is alcohol. Again, you probably don't want to hear that from me, and I'm sorry, but unfortunately alcohol, again, really harsh on our bodies, and we obviously do better we don't have alcohol. As much as many of us enjoy alcohol, again, cutting back, not drinking as much of it, trialing periods of time without it, and just seeing how your body feels. All right, the next one is onions and garlic. Now, many people struggle from eating onions and garlic, and this can be a little bit of a sign as well that you may have IBS. So that's another route that's worth going down. You might need to test if cutting out certain things, you might find that you have actually got IBS as well. So this is something you need to work with a dietitian and help them, get them to help you get on track with that. So yeah, onions and garlic, many people struggle with. So that's an area that, you know, you cut that out and you could feel a lot better just from cutting out those particular foods. All right. And then the next one is FODMAP. So this is obviously not a food as such. This is a group of food. So I've been learning a lot about FODMAPs recently, and I might actually do an entire podcast on that because it's too much to cover off in one episode, with all of this as well. So FODMAPs, again, is related to IBS. So many people with IBS find that when they eat low FODMAPs, they actually improve overall, and it can actually help people with celiac disease as well, as they probably have a bit of IBS going on as well. So have a look into FODMAPs, and again, that is something you need to work with a dietitian, and it is not a long-term solution. It's more of a short-term solution to help you find which FODMAPs work for your body and which ones don't. It's not a matter of just cutting out all FODMAPs. So that's a big, big topic. And I think that's something that, yeah, we'll talk about a little bit further in another episode. And the last one is corn. Now, as you probably know, corn doesn't get broken down very easily. You may have had a vomiting episode, and it's almost guaranteed that there's corn in your vomit, isn't there? And you might go, I haven't eaten corn for days, but it's still there because it takes so long for your body to break down. It takes so long for your body to digest corn. So that is definitely something that you probably want to look at cutting out for a little while as well, and seeing how you feel with that. So yeah, so these are the main areas that I think it's worth you looking into and testing what works for your body and what doesn't. Now, I did mention earlier about tracking what you're eating, and I have just released on Amazon an incredible new health tracker. So if you type in Belinda Whelan daily health tracker, it should come up. It's available in most countries. It's $9.95 in the US, and it's available, yeah, in a lot of different countries. So you should be able to get a copy of it. And that way you can track what you're eating, when you're eating it, what you're drinking, how you're feeling, different emotions, what time of the month it is for you, and you can start to see patterns occurring in the way that you feel. I think that this tracker in itself is very, very powerful in giving you the answers to the way that you feel. Now, if you want to take it one step further, I suggest that you do an elimination program. So a good elimination program will give you support and guidance and help you to see which foods are working for you and not working for you. So an elimination diet should exclude a lot of these foods that we mentioned and help you to slowly introduce them back into your diet to help you see what's working for you and what's not working for you. I do have my own program called Eliminate, which I will pop a link to below so you can check out, or you can go to my website, which is belindawhelan.com, and you'll find a link in the shop tab to go and find out more about Eliminate. And this is actually a cleanse program or elimination program where you get my support as well. So you can access me with any questions that you've got, anything further that you need to know. If you've got questions about anything in the program or any of your reactions or responses to the different foods that you're introducing, you've got access to me. So it's an incredible program. I've helped so many people with this program, and I truly, truly believe that it helps you get to the bottom of which foods do and don't work for you. So yeah, check that out. And if you need to ask me any questions about it before going ahead, feel free to do so, because I'm always here for you guys. You can send me a message on Instagram via The Healthy Celiac, or drop me an email, info@belindawhelan.com. So thanks so much for listening. I hope that this helps you. And again, shout out to Mary. Thank you so much for the idea for the episode. If you've got an idea for what you'd like to hear about on the Healthy Celiac podcast, just shoot me a message or an email, and I'd love to hear from you what you would love to hear about on the show. So have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheelan.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.